833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Stephen Mosier, who's president of the Population Research Institute, and he's written a new book on population control, which is vitally important because most of what you think you know about the population bomb, the population explosion, or the threat of population growth throughout the world just is not true. And is part of a organized effort, part of a program which you're paying for largely with your tax money, for coercive population control throughout the world. So without further ado, Stephen, thank you very much for being with us again this morning for the final wrap-up of our marathon of programs.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Dr. Stan.
Well, let's go into the background of this myth of population explosion that pretty soon the population is just going to destroy the planet. Could you address that and then, of course, address what's really going on in Europe and other countries throughout the world?
Well, you know, you can't have a population explosion if the population is not, in fact, exploding. And the human population isn't. Population growth worldwide is slowing. That means fewer and fewer babies are being born worldwide. That's true on all the continents. Birth rates are falling everywhere. And what that means over time is that you have populations first aging and then dying. And in fact, some of the populations, human populations, nations are falling into absolute population decline now with all of the dangers and difficulties that that poses. We're going to see worldwide, I think, population continue to increase at an ever slower rate until about the year 2040. That's not so far away now. I mean, it's only 32 years in the future. And the population will peak at around 8 billion or so. We've got 6.6 billion now. And then it will begin to decline. And so our long-term problem apparently is not going to be a population bomb going off at all, not a population explosion, but a population implosion, a collapse of population in country after country.
And, of course, we're here, you know, we have the idea they point to what's happening in Africa and one or two other countries, certainly in the Muslim world. But, of course, what's going on in Europe and what is the so-called population control movement bode for Europe and the maintenance of European culture?
Well, Europe is a very, very sad story. I mean, Europe is now in the middle of the icy grip of a demographic winter. Europeans, on the whole, are only averaging about 1.3 children. Many countries are below that. Russia is well below that. Spain and Italy are averaging 1.1 children. And so the future of Europe looks grim, at least for the present-day Europeans, for the Germans and the French and the Spanish. And I believe, as I've said before, that somebody will inherit those pleasant countries north of the Mediterranean, but it won't be the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the descendants of the present-day Europeans, because they're not having very many. It will be other people, more generous in having children, who move into those countries.
And, you know, the statistics you've given as far as Italy, as far as Spain, as far as, you know, what's going on even in France are really rather frightening, at least as far as the fertility of the French. Would you mind just covering those statistics for our listeners?
Well, what you have in France is a global birth rate in inside the borders of France of about 1.7 children. That sounds better than 1.1, certainly, but if you break that down, you find that the native French are only having about the same number of children as the Spaniards and the Italians. That is, they're having 1.1 or so children, averaging basically a voluntary one child per family policy. And the difference is that France now has a large Muslim population, about 15%, and they seem to be averaging around three children. And that difference is what accounts for the overall French birth rate of 1.7. And, you know, it doesn't take long for one population to replace another. We had a war in Kosovo a few years ago that occurred because Kosovo in southern Serbia was a traditional Serbian homeland. And 100 years ago, it was 90% Serbian and 10% Albanian. And because the Serbians stopped having children, the Albanians still were averaging 3 or 4. By the time of the war in Kosovo 10 years ago, it was 90% Albanian and 10% Serbian. And there was no way that the rump Serb population could hold on to that country anymore. It had simply been lost. They had lost the Battle of the Cradle. And when you lose the Battle of the Cradle, you can lose your country.
And, of course, the Serbians were Christians, the Catholics predominantly, and the Albanians were Muslims. And that was the difference, and we were simply out-reproduced.
Well, that's right. And one can see the same thing unfolding in France. 15% sounds like a fairly small minority, but if that minority is having 3 children and the native French are only having 1, that means in a generation, in the Paris schools at least, the majority of the school children are going to be Muslim.
And of course, the thing is that throughout the rest of the world, in Africa and South America, why, of course, the United States is financing coercive population control programs. Would you like to talk a little bit about how they force women against their will very often to be sterilized in underdeveloped countries?
Well, here's what happens. The government of the United States, through our Office of Population, we have an Office of Population in our Foreign Aid Agency, working with the United Nations Population Fund, the big population control arm of the UN, working together with the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund to put financial pressure on poor countries. They will go into a country and they say, you have a problem. And the leaders will say, what problem? We have many problems. We're poor. We need economic development. We need roads. We need hydroelectric plants and so forth. And they will hear, no, your main problem is that you have too many people and your birth rate is too high. And the government may resist that notion for a time, especially if you're, you know, in a country like Kenya with the size of Texas, with a population only about half that of Texas, you might say, no, we need our people. But you will be told that if you want any foreign aid, if you want aid from the World Bank, you want loans or grants, if you want help from the UN Development Fund, if you want help from the European Union, from Great Britain, from the United States, you have to admit you have a population problem. Well, once you admit you have a population problem, and most governments of poor countries do because they need that foreign aid, then the population control people land in force. They parachute in. They have pre-prepared plans to attack.
Hold that thought, Stephen. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Mike was a scrawny 12-year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age 6, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Stephen Mosier. And Stephen was beginning to tell us what has happened or what has happened in underdeveloped countries, certainly that would have been forced for threats of withdrawal of American foreign aid and American and the ability to borrow money on the world markets. Countries are forced to allow the population controllers from the United States and from the United Nations to enter their country, and then what happens, Stephen?
Well, they have a plan to launch an all-out assault upon the family and upon the culture as well. One thing that happens is they begin putting on TV and radio anti-family programs. You'll have radio serialization shows, the kind that we used to have in here in the United States, but which are still common in poor countries, where in a radio soap opera, children cause nothing but problems. Women go in for abortions, women get themselves sterilized, and then their lives get a lot simpler. They do the same thing on television with TV shows that show families with one or two children thriving and families with three or four or five children having difficulty after difficulty. These are not so subtle attacks on the traditional pro-life, pro-family attitudes of the peoples at which they're directed. But they also, and even more seriously, they parasitize the ministries of health. They come in and they redirect all of the government's healthcare resources in the direction of driving down fertility. They take doctors out of the business of prescribing antibiotics and put them in the business of handing out contraceptives, doing sterilizations, and of course doing abortions. These programs cause deaths, not just directly from botched sterilizations, as we've seen in country after country, but also they cause deaths in the areas of public health, the areas of personal health that are now being neglected. Rates of typhus and typhoid malaria shoot up, and you have entirely unnecessary deaths as the opportunity cost of putting your whole medical establishment to work, bringing down the birth rate. So these are some of the human costs, and of course the women who are the targets of these programs are told by government officials, whom they, you know, have a little bit of fear of, truth be told. I mean, in a poor country, the last thing you want to see is an official of the government knocking on your door, especially if you live in a dictatorship with very limited freedom. Well, the government officials come knocking on your door, and those officials are under orders to bring you in for sterilization. Those officials themselves have been told if they don't get a certain number of women in for sterilization, they themselves will be threatened with the loss of bonuses or even the loss of jobs. So there's tremendous pressure put on everybody to comply. And at the end of the day, women suffer. There are human rights violations. Women are sterilized basically against their will. They're forced to use abortifacient contraceptives. They're forced to give up their fertility on pain of losing any government aid or losing educational opportunities for their children. The number of threats used is just enormous. And the reason is that these programs are run by the government under a system of quotas and targets. And, of course, The last thing you want to do in a poor country with a bad human rights record run by a dictatorship is encourage the government to be more dictatorial, encourage the government to violate more human rights. But that's exactly what these programs do, because they take away from people, they take away from couples, a basic human right, a human right so basic we don't even think much about it. It's the right to decide for yourself the number and spacing of your children.
And, you know, I've heard that certain communities, they'll promise to give the community a well. There's no water, so they'll put in a well for you, but either the men or the women have to be sterilized. Have you heard stories of that sort?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a favorite in India. India has a two-child policy. And the Indian government will come into a village and say, we want to sterilize, all the married men in this village. And invariably, there will be one or two married men who say, no, I don't want to go along with that. And the government will threaten to cut off the irrigation water to the whole village unless those holdouts go along with the program. Now, you know, I don't know how many of our listeners live in small communities, but the social pressure to go along in that kind of situation is just enormous. Your next door neighbor is mad at you because if you don't go in for a vasectomy, he's going to lose his irrigation water and have difficulty feeding his family. So that's the stick. And the carrot, of course, is, well, you know, if everybody goes along with this, we might dig a well, as you mentioned. We might provide a well, or we might provide free fertilizer to the village so that crops will flourish. So there are all kinds of carrots and sticks used to get people to go along.
Well, I was very interested in your description of what's happened in South Korea, which is really a protectorate of the United States, and we dictate their policies. We have our troops there. We maintain our influence, and there they have a two-child policy. But how are they coercing people into not having a third child?
Well, South Korea, of course, was devastated by the Korean War, which has saw Chinese and Korean armies and American armies move up and down the peninsula, left absolute devastation in its wake. And instead of focusing on rebuilding, one of the things we did was we told the Korean government, you have too many people. And so we insisted that they embark in the early 1960s on a serious population control campaign. And so the Korean government adopted a two-child policy. And it enforced it by saying to the Korean people, look, we provide you with certain government benefits, but if you have a third child, you will lose those benefits. You'll lose medical benefits and educational benefits. And besides, the government told all government employees that if they violated the two-child policy, they would actually lose their jobs. I remember talking to a fellow senior official, second secretary of the South Korean embassy in Washington, D.C., of having dinner with him. And I asked him how many children he had. He said, two. And I said, well, don't stop at two. Have a third. He said, my wife and I would like to, but we can't. And I said, thinking he had physical problems. And he said, no, it's the government. If I had a third child, I'd be fired from my post. Now, that's a serious threat. And we don't hear as much about Korea's two-child policy as we do China's one-child policy. And in fact, in recent years, South Korea has had such a birth dearth. The birth rate has fallen so far and so fast and is now well below replacement that the Korean government has abandoned this policy and is now encouraging Koreans to have more children, not fewer. So the two-child policy of the past has now been consigned to the dustbin of history. But still, the damage has been done. The South Korean population is aging very rapidly. There's a shortage of young workers. And one wishes that they had simply left well enough alone and that we had not pushed them into artificially driving down their birth rate.
Well, let's talk about China, because, of course, China, you were actually privy to that. You were a scholar in China at the time. One-child policy was introduced. In fact, I think you were probably the first scholar who was over there and came back and reported what was happening. But wasn't that largely a product of the Club of Rome's report on the limits of growth? And with the help of the United Nations, which is funded by American tax dollars, and International Planned Parenthood, which is funded by American tax dollars, wasn't this what really was instrumental in beginning to coordinate this one-child policy in China?
No, absolutely. The pressure from the West, especially from radical environmental, radical population control groups on China, was enormous. Of course, the decision to control China's population was made way back in the early 1950s. Chairman Mao Zedong and the Chinese Communist Party decided that they had the right to control reproduction in China in the same way that they were controlling production under five-year plans. And so in the same way they would set targets for the production of steel and bicycles, they would set targets for the production of human beings. Of course, in the 50s and 60s, Mao thought that China needed more people, and so he encouraged Chinese women to bear a third and fourth children. Now, all of a sudden, in the late 1970s, that changed, and it changed because of pressure from the UN Population Fund, because of pressure from International Planned Parenthood, and it changed because of a radical environmental fraud. You mentioned the Club of Rome report published in 1974. That purported to be a study about what would happen in the world to the environment and to resources if we continued to see population growth. And it predicted absolute disaster, absolute catastrophe within 100 years. And that Club of Rome report found its way into China, was translated into Chinese and applied by a Chinese systems engineer named Song Jian to the Chinese situation. And he went to the Chinese leadership and said, my study shows that China can only accommodate 600 million people. That is our carrying capacity. And if we don't control our population, you know, the environment, the economy will simply collapse. Well, what he didn't know was that the Club of Rome report was a hoax. Within 2 years of its publication, the head of the Club of Rome was admitting that they had fudged the figures, they'd lied about the numbers, they'd made unrealistic assumptions. And he said, he was asked why they carried out this fraud, and he said, well, we wanted to galvanize the world's parliaments, the world's legislatures, into taking action against rapid population growth. So it was a fraud, a self-admitted fraud, but Chinese women and children have been dying in earnest ever since, because I don't think the Chinese government ever realized that report was fraudulent. They adopted a one-child policy in 1979, and today, in 2008, 30 years later, that policy is still in place and still harming women and children and families.
And, of course, Rudy, I think the most shocking thing that you initially reported was that they were actually killing the girl children. Once a child was born, if it was a girl, why it was killed, because so often the families wanted to have a boy to carry on the legacy and look after them, and the government more or less turned a blind eye to the murder of girl children, didn't they?
Well, one could say that the Chinese government was so concerned about controlling population growth that it really didn't care that hundreds of thousands, even millions of little girls were being killed at birth. In the early days of the one-child policy in the 1980s, the early 1980s, the policy was carried out with equal viciousness in the cities and the countryside. Everybody was told it was one child and one child only. Well, little girls in the countryside began dying in large numbers right after birth in mysterious circumstances. I discovered that those circumstances were infanticide. The little girls were being smothered. They were being drowned right after birth before they had a chance to draw their first breath. They were being abandoned by the sides of roads and left to die in large numbers. Even the supposedly lucky ones who were picked up and taken to orphanages would die because the conditions in the orphanages were so bad that nearly all the little girls brought in would die. I'm not exaggerating. We visited one orphanage in Nanning in South China, and they had two parts to the orphanage. There was a baby section from infants aged, you know, newborns to 2 years of age. And then there was an older children's section. And we asked the orphanage director, you know, how many children made it from the younger children's section to the older children's section. And he said, oh, we never have any survive that long. We never have any survive that long. All the babies brought to us die, he said. So that was a great tragedy. The Chinese government couldn't care until it became an issue in the West. You know, I wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal criticizing the resurgence of the killing of baby girls in China You'd seen that in Chinese history in some very poor areas during famine years, that families would sacrifice their little girls in order to keep their little boys alive. But that practice had largely died out in China. Now it was coming back. And when the Chinese government was embarrassed in the eyes of the West, when it began to lose face over the killing of baby girls, only then and only then did it act. It decided to relax the one-child policy in the countryside and allow a two-child policy. And it told villagers, don't kill your firstborn baby girls. Let those baby girls live because we will give you a second chance to have a child. We'll give you a second chance to have a son. But after that, the bargain went, after that you have to be sterilized. So it's in the cities, it's one child and you're out. In this countryside, it's two children and you're sterilized.
And then, of course, comes a great earthquake, and the children are killed, and of course, the parents are sterilized, and they can't have more children. We're out of time, Steve. Oh, Stephen, are killed, and your telephone number and address?
Yes, you can reach us at the Population Research Institute at pop.org, pop.org.
Our school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
I am, yes.
Oh, do you want to get out that address? I know that you probably have to leave, but let's go ahead and get your address and telephone number so people can get in touch with the Population Research Institute.
Well, the telephone number is 540, area code 622-5240. That's 540-622-5240, and we'll be happy to send out a free population pack talking about the issues we've been discussing today and
The website is www.pop.org, pop.org. And the book is available on our website and, of course, at bookstores everywhere.
All right, fine. It's called Population Control. And thank you very much for being with us this morning. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate your being with us. And I guess this will be the end of our marathon of programs. This is, but you've talked to all of our audiences, and I hope they really understand that we bear responsibility for what's going on. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Hey, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do open lines the rest of the hour. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But it is American policy imposed upon China that has created the one-child policy. It is the American policy throughout the world that's causing dramatic decrease in fertility rates in Africa, where in many areas white women are only having maybe 2.6 or 2.8 children per family, and the rate is falling and falling and falling, certainly in Europe. In Russia, it's 1.1 children per family. They're losing a million people every year out of Russia, and you keep hearing about the population bomb, the population explosion, the terrible dangers of population, and they're simply lying to you, as they are with, of course, the report of the Club of Rome that came out in the early 1970s, intent upon dramatizing the danger of population and of certainly of overutilization of resources, and it was all a lie. And millions and hundreds of millions and eventually billions of people are going to die. Now, the population control program is being used here in the United States to kill off the elderly. Basically, of course, what they want is the young workers. So although we push population limitation in other countries, we want population here. Why? Because they came out with a report in 1974 called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200. You can purchase that through Radio Liberty. You can pull it down on the Internet, purchase a copy from us. And in that report, which came out over the name of Henry Kissinger, they say, look, we don't want other countries having large populations because then they could begin to industrialize and they could become competitors. So we want to, in effect, kill off their populations so they can't compete with us, so we will be the dominant force in the world. Isn't that nice? And of course, this is what your tax money has been used for, to push population control, coercive population control. They call it family planning, but it's really coercive population control throughout the rest of the world. And, of course, they really want far more people in coffins than in cradles, but they have a program here in the United States as well, where we've already killed over 600,000 people with AIDS, which is a created disease. I mean, we have the reports. They were supposedly destroyed by the CIA, but the CIA financed something called the Special Virus Cancer Project to create new diseases that were designed to kill off people. Now, if you doubt that, we have the testimony of Dr. David MacArthur, the testimony before the House Appropriations Committee on Military Affairs in 1969, where Dr. David MacArthur actually stated that they wanted $10 million, the military wanted $10 million to create a new disease for which there'd be no immune response. And, of course, they gave him the $10 million, although Dr. MacArthur had said that this, many people had said we shouldn't be doing this because it was another means of mass murder, mass killing, but they wanted to develop the disease. And they did develop the disease. How do we know they developed the disease? Well, Gary Glum wrote a book called Full Disclosure, where one of the scientists who worked for the program actually came forward and told him the story. Try to get a copy of the book Full Disclosure by Gary Glum up on the Internet. Of course, they came after Gary Glum with the IRS to get him because he dared to bring out the truth. And then Dr. Garth Nicholson has told me that he had personally talked to one of the people who was involved in this project, but we have the actual copies of the yearly CIA reports were many of the leading scientists of the world, including Dr. Duesberg. Yes, Dr. Duesberg, who says there is no epidemic, Dr. Duesberg was involved in the development of this new disease. And, of course, it's a dual disease, which nobody ever tells the doctors. Most doctors don't know that it involves not only the HIV virus, which primes the immune system, but also mycoplasm, and a mycoplasm infection, a genetically created mycoplasm for which the government owns the patent. I think it's the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology actually has the patent for the mycoplasm, genetically modified mycoplasm fermentans, which, of course, has lethal qualities. This was, of course, developed in partly by the German scientists, the German war criminals that we brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip after the Second World War. If you don't know about Operation Paperclip, why, of course, need to get our four-tape set. And, of course, on Operation Paperclip, which mentions the German scientists were brought here not only to work on the space project, but to work on psychological programming, how they can use television to control your reality, and, of course, how they would develop new diseases. And then, of course, the rat line, which was, of course, where 10,000, the most vicious Nazi scientists, were helped to escape to, and more criminals were helped to escape to South America by the Central Intelligence Agency and OSS and MI6, and, yes, even a cell within the Vatican, were helped to escape to South America, where 10,000 of the most vicious of the Nazi war criminals, Martin Bormann, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, Dr. Mengele, the Angel of Death, were allowed to live there. And in fact, I've talked to three people who told me that they had met Dr. Mengele when he was brought to the United States to continue carrying out his macabre experiments that he popularized in the Nazi war camps. And the fact that you've never heard these things simply reflects the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think. There's a book called The Secret Agenda on Operation Paperclip. We have a four-tape set, four-CD set. You need to get it. You need to listen to it. You need to help us to get out the information. But certainly AIDS is being used for population control. I didn't realize this initially when I was involved in the battle to try to use standard public health techniques to stop the disease, but they would not allow the use of standard public health techniques. They put every barrier in the way to prevent the use of the standard public health techniques that are used to control every other epidemic. But those could not be used to control AIDS, and as a result, we have killed over, well, probably 600,000-700,000 people here in the United States, and of course, millions of people throughout the world in an epidemic that we're not trying to stop. And we're using to depopulate Africa. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome to your call here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And as I've told you before, why, of course, we get the information from the U.S. Commerce Department. We are monitoring, with your tax money, the spread of the disease of AIDS in Africa. And in Botswana, which is certainly one of the more developed of the African nations, where, of course, they have the capacity to have standard public health techniques, but they're not allowed to use them, of course, to stop the spread of the AIDS epidemic. In Botswana, where they test literally every pregnant woman for HIV disease, we don't do that here in the United States, of course, because we don't want to stop the spread of the disease, but in Botswana, they do test because they want to see what a great job we're doing with our public health policies, and 46% of the pregnant women are now HIV infected, and they're all going to die. Isn't that wonderful? If you believe in population control. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and this is being financed with your tax money. Are you concerned at all? And if you are, what are you going to do about it? Cancer. How many of you know people who've died of cancer? Back at the beginning of the last century, 1 in 33 people developed cancer. Today, 1 in every 2 or 1 of every 3 people die of cancer. Well, we'll get cancer. They're not all necessarily going to die. Why is this? Well, very simply, because there are treatments that are being suppressed. How do we know that? We have a 4-tape set called The Nude Order of the Barbarian. Well, you'll hear Dr. Dunnigan, who was a pediatrician who practiced for many years in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who attended a lecture back in 1969 where Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, told about the plan, how basically there were treatments for cancer and how they were being suppressed and were being kept in the basements of Rockefeller Foundation, you know, where they would not see the light of day, how they were going to create new diseases to wipe out the population, how they were not going to try to stop cancer because people had to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. The 4-tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians, because these people are barbarians. They are people without a conscience. They're the people who are directing your foreign and domestic policy today, and to take us from war, because wars are a means of killing, but they're just not as efficient as others. As, of course, Bertrand Russell says in his book, impact of science on society. What we really need is a black plague to sweep the world every generation, and then we can have people reproduce as much as they want. A black plague should sweep the world. That comes from pages, as I recall, 103 or 104 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society. You'll actually see those pages in our syllabus on the hidden agenda. Of course, it goes into water fluoridation. And water fluoridation is being used because it decreases fertility. They know that. They don't want you to know that in the name of helping little children, Steve, why, of course, they're making men impotent. Why do you think so many men are having erectile dysfunction? Why are so many women infertile? And why are they aborting their children? Because of water fluoridation. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They've outlawed DDT, and 100 million people have died since 1973. About 3 million a year die of malaria. And, of course, malaria was entirely preventable. We destroyed it. We wiped it out here in the United States. And certainly, but, of course, then we're allowing it to persist in other countries. Why? Because we discourage them from using DDT. We won't give them any foreign aid if they use DDT. And about 3 million people, predominantly children, die every year. Now, if you read our controlled media, they'll tell you 1 million people die of malaria a year, although 300 to 500 million people contract this terrible disease, only 1 million people die. And of course, that isn't true. The figure is really 3 million, and you can go up on the Internet, fortunately, and verify what I'm telling you, but you're not going to see that in the controlled media in America, because the genocidal policies are being carried out in the United States today. They're being carried out with the suppression of information on cancer treatments that were working 50 years ago. In fact, we have reproduced in one of our newsletters the Fitzgerald Report. What is the Fitzgerald Report? Well, I got a letter from one of our supporters not too long ago asking me to get him a copy of the Fitzgerald Report because he said he'd been trying for a long period of time to get it. He couldn't find it anyplace. And he sent $50 with the proviso that I just provide him with a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. So I called the National Health Federation because the president is one of our supporters and hands out our books. And he told me that they'd been trying to get it for years, and they couldn't copy the Fitzgerald Report. What was it? You can go up on the Internet. You'll find all sorts of references to it, but you won't find it any place other than in my newsletter because everybody knew it had existed, but it was a report that was published in the Congressional Record, but nobody had a copy. And eventually we were able, through our research facilities, to track it down and first to get a copy of the Fitzgerald Report, and we included that in certainly in our newsletter, and you could actually read about the number of different treatments for cancer that were available in 1955. But they don't want the American people to do that. In fact, anybody who tries to treat cancer other than with expensive chemotherapy agents, most of them don't work, or thinking like that. Certainly the diseases they use for breast cancer, tamoxifen, actually increases uterine cancer. And so the real question is whether you get any benefit. It's very little benefit you get from tamoxifen, and it increases the incidence of uterine cancer while you're trying to decrease the rate of recurrence of breast cancer. What sort of madness is that? And if you look at the statistics on most cancer treatments, not all, but most cancer treatments, they're very, very poor, whereas they're simple and very effective and very economical treatments. Instead of that, we spend billions of dollars in the war on cancer, not to stop cancer, but to prevent any effective treatments from being introduced, as they are in many other countries throughout the world. And how many people, how many Americans have died and will die slow, agonizing deaths of cancer? And it's all about population control. We have a 4-tape set on why do we still have cancer. We have the book, The World Without Cancer. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Understand we're up against organized evil. When you understand that, it all makes sense.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers.